Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give Adrian a warm welcome. Are you there?
Adrian.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Well, we're hoping that everybody's doing great, and we want to welcome them back to our show. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about certain people with different abilities and gifts. Like the movie, talking about the movie Chronicles. What was your thoughts on that movie Chronicles?
Well, you know, we know that there's a lot of people with different, you know, abilities. You know, to me, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we're in the dream state, we can do just about anything we want.
Well, for an example, we'll just talk a little bit about the movie. When they went down in the underground, cave, and they found these crystals down there and gave them certain powers and abilities. What were your thoughts? I mean, what was your idea in your mind, which, you know, Hollywood left the idea to catch people's minds, their attention on the part where, you know, it made them think, you know, where did this technology come from? Where did these crystals come from? Did it come from Atlantis? Did it come from the aliens? Where did it come from? That's where the question, you know, lies in people's minds.
Well, we know that a lot of things that hit the Earth, you know, these different comets and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, they come from, you know, outer space. You know, they come from the universe. You know, they're thousands and thousands of years old. And we know that, you know, everything's energy. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this could be some kind of alien technology.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if it gave you strength, if it could give you the ability to fly and to be more connected, you know, and opening the subconscious mind. See, we
mm-hmm.
don't know what our limits are in the subconscious, just like we don't know all about the universe either.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, there is possibilities, you know, that, you know, something, some kind of energy like that could increase our energy.
Right.
I mean, I've heard of people who were able to increase their adrenaline and give them, like, super strength, where, you know, people have gotten, you know, trapped underneath the car and another person was able to lift it up. So that they could, you know, get them out from underneath.
Uh-huh.
And a car weighs over 3,000 pounds. So
we've seen a lot of possibilities of what the subconscious mind can do.
Yeah. Remember that last time that you had hypnotized somebody, you had gave him the suggestion that he was Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look how high he was jumping, you know, jumping in the air.
Oh, I know.
Every time you tell him. Yeah.
I mean, even if you told me it was Roger Rabbit on, you know, or Bugs Bunny or something, you know, how far would he jump?
Yeah.
Everything's in there, that character.
I mean, he must have been jumping about at least, you know, about 5 feet in the air. You know, off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And remember the last time I heard that, I hypnotized that kid at that boxing arena to do a backflip. He had never done one in his whole life.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to stand in one place and flip in the air and land on his feet.
I remember that.
So we know that the subconscious, you know, has a lot of power. Plus, you know, we don't know what, you know, this alien technology could do to us also.
Right.
So
what's something to ask you, Roy? What draws people to the imagination of Hollywood and why they're making so much money?
Well, I think the main thing is people want to step out of this reality, because this reality has nothing but, pain and sorrow and things, you know, every day, you know, paying your bills, you know, doing all the things that we really don't enjoy doing. And whereas Hollywood, you know, when they make a movie, we relate to that. So it's almost like we're almost becoming part of that reality. And that's why, you know, Hollywood does so well with movies. Because, you know, we're almost like going on a vacation with our mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And did a lot of people, could a lot of people relate to these movies, like these supernatural movies, like, you know, Independence Day and Alien vs. Predator, you know, movies like that, science fiction. You know, just different kinds of movies.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, most people in general, they love anything that's out of the ordinary. They love adventure. They love the thrill, you know, of doing something they don't normally do.
And it seems like they're coming out with more and more of the supernatural.
Yeah.
And like, I think Paranormal Activity, that's one of them.
I think a lot of it is to prepare us. Because as we get further into 2012, I think people are, you know, the veil's getting really thin, and a lot of these entities are coming through. And, you know, and if somebody's never seen anything like that, it would have, you know, it would probably drive them crazy.
Right.
Whereas if
so would you say that everything that Hollywood has made is actually real?
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this, Clark. Why is it people said they've seen actual cartoon figures in their bedroom walking around, but they didn't look human? I've heard that before from people.
So a lot of it is we co-create, you know, whatever that movie.
A lot of people's perception also believe that we've co-created a lot of this negativity, too.
Oh, yeah.
These dark entities we've co-created
because
of our fears. Meaning
okay,
they don't
here's
really
a good,
exist.
Here's
we just,
a good,
co-created
good
them.
Example. A lot of what's going on with our economy is comes from a lot of the way we think.
So would you say we're co-creating that?
We're co-creating that.
So with the media putting all these ideas, like, you know, the economy's going down, the money system's going down, and we believe that, Are we co-creating it?
Well, yeah. Because what have we done different? We're just buying into that. If we were doing something different, then our economy would turn around. It would get better, you know.
Yeah.
There would be plenty of abundance for everyone.
Right.
So, you know,
Can you hear me tonight?
What's that?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could hear you.
So a lot of it, like you say, you know, a lot of it is what we're co-creating every day.
Well, what are we thinking about every day? Not only that, but what is the...
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Are you there, Agent? Can you hear me? We just had some technical difficulties just now. We seem to lost Adrian. We're just waiting for him to call back in. Again, we want to invite our callers and our listeners out there to call in tonight, and we could do a free reading for you and help you whatever you might be experiencing right now. Again, we invite you back to our show, and just waiting for the host to call back in.
Hello.
Are you there, Adrian? Yeah.
Hello?
You hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Adrian, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I could hear you.